The following podcast of the STR radio program is made possible through the generous support of our listeners. You can support this podcast by going to str.org and making a donation today.
Hey, this is Alan Schliemann with the Thinking Out Loud podcast for May 1st, 2011. I remember going to a university a while back, and I was attending a seminar on the topic of homosexuality. And as I was driving into the university, kind of coming off, you know, the public streets and getting onto the private road that leads up to the university, I noticed there was a bunch of protesters outside. And one of the guys had a sign that read, "What Jesus said about homosexuality." And then there was a colon, and then the rest of the sign was blank. And of course, the obvious implication that he was trying to make was that, hey, look, Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality. And if you've ever talked to anybody about the issue of homosexuality and what the Bible says, or you've made the claim that homosexuality is a sin, there's probably a good chance that the person you were talking to tried to respond to you or correct you with a statement like, hey, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. And it's interesting because people find this to be a very convincing response. And, you know, I might reply with a couple of Bible verses that I believe speak clearly on the issue of homosexuality, but it doesn't seem to matter. They believe that Jesus' silence on the matter trumps all other considerations, trumps all of the Bible verses. And so I want to kind of offer some reasons, in fact, four in particular, as to why I believe their objection doesn't work. So the first is simply a observation that it's not certain that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. Certainly the gospel writers didn't record everything that Jesus said, only what they thought was important to their audience. In fact, you know, if you read Matthew, you'll see that there's a really obvious emphasis on Jesus sort of fulfilling the Old Testament role as prophet and priest and king. And so what the purpose of Matthew is trying to accomplish is to demonstrate that through his text. You know, Luke, on the other hand, tries to give a much more orderly account, a much more chronologically accurate account of Jesus. And so each of the gospel writers had their own purpose, and not all of them, or in fact, perhaps none of them, had the intent of trying to demonstrate that Jesus thought that homosexuality was a sin, for whatever reason. In fact, most of what Jesus said and did was never written down. For example, John 21:25 says, quote, "And there are also many of the things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written," end quote. Right? The point being is that not everything that Jesus said or did was recorded down in the Gospels. Now, it's possible, therefore, that Jesus did talk about homosexuality, but that the Gospel writers didn't feel it was necessary to include it in their accounts. So that's the first thing. The second point I want to make is that it's clear that we know what Jesus would say about homosexuality if he was asked directly. And here's the reason. Jesus was an observant Jew, and like all Jews who lived during the time that Jesus was ministering, they lived under the Old Covenant, and therefore they were bound by the Mosaic Law, because the Mosaic Law was still in effect during the time that Jesus was in his, you know, his first 3 years of ministry. And we know this because he often referenced the Mosaic Law. For example, he referenced the two greatest commandments in Matthew 22. And so therefore, if Jesus was asked what he thought about homosexuality, most likely he would have referenced the Levitical prohibitions, right? Leviticus 18:20 and Leviticus 20:13. And both of those unequivocally state that homosexual behavior is a sin. So again, if he was asked about homosexuality, he would probably affirm that it was a sinful behavior, because again, he was an observant Jew living under the Mosaic Law. That's the second point. The third point is this. Jesus didn't speak about every immoral behavior, right? I mean, he didn't address drunkenness. He didn't address child sacrifice. He didn't address neglecting the elderly. But does that mean that since he was silent on those issues, that we can infer that he thought that they were morally appropriate? Well, of course not. That would be absurd, right? Jesus addressed moral issues as they arose in conversation with his disciples or with the Pharisees or the Sadducees or, you know, depending on what kind of conversation he was having. But even then, not every discussion was, again, documented by the gospel writers. So, again, this doesn't make the point that simply the fact that he is silent, at least in terms of what the gospel writers put, it doesn't prove that he thought that homosexuality was morally appropriate. And fourth, and the final point I want to make here, is that the argument that Jesus never said anything about homosexuality presumes that the words of Jesus, right, the red letters, are more authoritative than the words of Scripture elsewhere. And again, I think this is a mistaken notion, because remember, it's the Holy Spirit, God himself, who inspired all of the Bible, right? Not just the red letters, he inspired all of the Bible. And that, of course, would include epistles like Romans, 1 Corinthians, 1 Timothy, which are books where homosexuality is addressed. And if you think about it, Jesus and the Holy Spirit have coexisted in the Godhead from eternity past, right? They've been in perfect and eternal communion forever. So therefore, we can be pretty confident that Jesus would agree with what the Holy Spirit has revealed about moral issues in the Bible. And of course, one of those moral issues in which the Holy Spirit has spoken clearly in the Bible is homosexuality. So I think it's fair to conclude that Jesus would agree with the third person in the Trinity, namely the Holy Spirit, about what the Holy Spirit says. And so I think it's fair to conclude that Jesus' silence on homosexuality, at least what's written in the Gospels, or not written, is not relevant to the moral question about whether homosexual behavior is wrong or not. Right? We're not sure that Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality, but even if he did say something about it, we would know what he would say. And furthermore, the Bible teaches elsewhere that homosexual behavior is a sin. So to me, it seems like people who make this argument are simply unwilling to accept what the Bible teaches when it conflicts with their own sensibilities. And unfortunately, I see this not just with the issue of homosexual behavior, but with other issues. Often people aren't willing to submit to what the biblical authority says on a matter. And of course, I think that's ultimately the problem here. Now, before I conclude, I just want to point out that there is a event that I want to invite people who live in Southern California to. And this is an event that's happening on Friday, June 3rd. It's going to be a special kind of event that Greg Kokel and I would be speaking at. The event is called A Report from the Field, How One Person is Making a Difference. And this is basically an opportunity to hear kind of firsthand about how God is basically making inroads amongst Muslims, abortion choice advocates, and really all kinds of other non-believers through the work that I've been doing at Stand to Reason. And basically, there'll be a complimentary dinner served while you have an opportunity to, you know, hang out with myself and Greg and other like-minded believers who are passionate about Stand to Reason, the work that we're doing, and specifically my work. So just to kind of make it clear, this is primarily an event that is about my work and kind of highlighting what I've been doing. And it'll be at the church I attend, North Coast Church in Vista, which is a city in North County, San Diego. And it'll be in the North Coast Live Room from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's a Friday night. So if you're interested in apologetics or you're interested in fulfilling the Great Commission, I would encourage you to come and join Greg and I. Greg will be speaking. I'll be speaking, of course. But Greg will be closing out the evening with an opportunity for people to partner with what I'm doing to train Christians to defend the gospel. So if you're interested in coming, I encourage you to RSVP to Danielle Hodgman. And you can email her at danielle@str.org. That's spelled D-A-W-N-I-E-L-L-E. at str.org. You could probably find her email address on the website. Or just call her at 949-291-9180. That's 949-291-9180. So if you're in the Southern California area and would like to join us, again, it's a free event that we'll be hosting at my church on Friday, June 3rd. I encourage you to RSVP. So hopefully we'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll talk to you next month.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.